Welcome to Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Dr. Doctor. I am Dr. John Smith, joined by my wife and partner, as always, Dr. Carla Urban from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc. We're excited about today's show because we know it's going to open some eyes today. We want to talk to you about your healthcare team, and I want you to think about that for a moment. Who's on your healthcare team? Typically, you have a primary care provider or your MD. Certainly, you have a pediatrician for your children, a dentist, maybe an eye doctor, and that's about it, right? Well, we're going to talk to you about who's missing from that list and why you need a doctor of chiropractic on your healthcare team. So please listen carefully today, because when you look at the healthcare system today, it's really primarily designed for nothing more than symptom care. And there's no true health care involved in it. And that's what we as chiropractors really strive to do, is be that prevention and put that health in the health care and not just treat the symptom with the sickness care.
And I'd like to elaborate on that a little bit. What's happening is we're seeing far too many people conform to the pattern of symptom management and sick care, not, as you said, true right. health care. That's why there are hospitals and going up on every corner, urgent cares, left and right.
And it's been happening for far too long.
Absolutely, because we're treating symptoms, and people in this country just keep getting sicker and sicker and sicker.
Correct.
But here's the thing is we want to talk about this because there is a new paradigm where people are beginning to take responsibility for their own health, which involves preventative care. If you don't exercise, if you don't eat right, if you're not taking care of yourself, you will end up sick. And don't leave your health in the hands of a healthcare provider. Do something about it yourself.
I think people are starting to realize more of the importance of preventative care, but it's also such a new idea to them too. So.
But it is new, and things are starting to change as we have, you know, Medicare, that whole program is starting to fail. People have been relying on this program to keep them healthy, and we're starting to see, as you know, younger people are coming up, they realize, they see the way the system works.
Yeah.
But, you know, these patients that we're talking about, this new kind of paradigm, are being transformed, and they're being empowered through the truth about your body, learning about your own body and what they're learning about the power of chiropractic care. You know, we don't put enough emphasis on the physical side of healthcare.
Boy, that's the truth.
Yes. So we want to talk to you more today about why it's important to have a chiropractor on your healthcare team and why we stand alone in being able to do the things we do.
Well, let me interrupt you for just
Please.
A second, Doc. You talk about the physical side of healthcare and how we don't put enough importance on that. Everybody that's listening out there, think about, when's the last time you went to the doctor and they put their hands on you?
I was just going to mention that.
They
I'm
actually
glad you brought that
did
up.
An exam. They put their hands on and palpated the tissue that's giving you problems. Or is it much more common for you to go in, list your symptoms, and leave within 10 minutes with a new prescription in your hand without the doctor ever actually doctoring you and putting their hands on you?
There's no more touch. There's no more true examination in the examination. I got to tell you this. I had a patient that came in not too long ago, and she said, I've never had an exam like this. Hmm. And I said, well, that's great. You know, that's almost the normal response in the practice. But one of the things she said is the last time she went to her primary care physician, she was charged for an exam. She got an exam. He never took his left hand off the doorknob. He was never truly completely in the room.
That's sad.
But anyway, I go off the topic a little bit. But
it's something that's common with far too many people. That's not uncommon.
Listen, in our world today, a lot of you don't have a chiropractor on your team because of unfounded prejudices out there. And because you've heard stories about this or about that, you know, don't fall into the trap of prejudging one of the most effective health care based on a fact that you have a lack of knowledge.
Sure.
You know, there are some who give their opinions on what we do. They may be well-intentioned to try to help you, but the truth is they may not be very well-informed.
Well, and some of those uncommon things are, listen, people think it's going to hurt. I can't tell you how many patients are absolutely amazed at how soft an adjustment it is in spite of how powerful it is. Or they think they've been told not to come see us because of some sort of pre-existing degeneration. Their doc will say, don't ever get adjusted by a chiropractor. And the irony is those are the people who can really benefit the most.
They get – exactly.
You know, there's these – as you're saying, there's these well-intentioned docs out there giving really bad advice about whether to see us or whether not to see us.
Or well-intentioned family or friends, which I just don't understand.
Based off of their own ignorance about what it is we actually do. So we're going to clear some of that up for you today.
No doubt. Well, the irony is that a lot of the folks that come to see us are MDs and nurses in the office.
That's the truth.
And they become the most loyal, if you will, to the medical model. And it's only after they themselves don't want to take the drugs or have already had poor results from the medical model that they seek care from a doctor of chiropractic. Many times, it's the spouse of these folks mm-hmm. who are the first ones getting treatment with us. And when they see the results, then they all of a sudden they're like, you know what? I'm going to try this. And even though they may have had preconceived notions, they realize that treating someone with degeneration, with disc problems, with nerve problems, we help so much. If you understand what chiropractic really is and you put those preconceived notions to the side and experience for yourself, it is a no-brainer to have a chiropractor on your healthcare team.
Well, it makes sense to them, and that's the irony of it. You know, we talk about avoid the flu shot if you can. Ask your doc if they get the flu shot. Unless they were forced to by the hospital they work with,
true.
Most of them don't. You know, they don't want to take the drugs that they spend most of their day prescribing. So, you know, we want to share with you the concept of what it is we really do. So put those prejudices aside if that applies to you. We're going to share a bunch of research with you today. Let you decide if what you've believed all along has any, you know, real merit. So we're going to start off practical perspective, look at the body from where you were conceived, the brain, the nervous system, the spinal cord. That was the first thing that was formed in your mother's womb, if you will. And the reason is that your nervous system controls everything. You know, the brain directs messages out to the cells, to your body, takes all those signals back in. And that's really how your body functions, your organs function. So we're going to break that down a little bit more from there, okay? We're going to take a break right now, real quick before we come back, just touch the surface of it. If we haven't, talked to you enough about chiropractic yet, why you should have a chiropractor on your team, you're not going to want to miss this. Stick around. We've got a lot more for you. You're listening to Dr. Doc on 1310 KFKA. Give me the news, I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, more Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Irvin Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
We are back on Dr. Doctor. If you're just tuning in, thanks for joining us today. We're talking about why you should have a doctor of chiropractic on your healthcare team. And I was just getting started when we had to wrap up the last segment. So I want to go back to really where it all starts. You know, that nervous system is the first thing to form in our body. The brain directs the messages out to the cells, the tissues of your body. The nerves are generating those electrical impulses and signals, communicating what to do, communicating your environment with the rest of your body. And if those signals are not communicating properly, dysfunction and pain are the result. Now, listen, let me break it down anatomically for a second because I want you to understand this. It's really quite simple. Between each of the vertebrae in your spine, that's where the nerves come out. Those bones have joints on each side of them for movement. Now, you know the discs. We've talked about those on previous shows. The discs in between the vertebrae, those are for shock absorption. So the bones don't come crushing down on each other and disrupt that nerve or put pressure on that nerve. It really is a simple design. You've got the brain, the spinal cord, the nerves off of that cord, and they go through the sides of the bones to the rest of the body so the brain can communicate with the whole body, but vice versa. So when you touch something like a hot stove, that communication can be sent from the exterior back up to the brain and let you know that that environment is not good for your body. Doctors of chiropractic are not back pain doctors, folks. We say this all the time. As a matter of fact, listen, the first chiropractic patient was totally deaf and actually had his hearing restored after an adjustment to his spine. Now, you know, this is not a profession for deafness either, but that's such a great illustration to explain why, say, we're nerve doctors. We can't touch the nerve from the exterior, but we can affect the nerve by making sure there's no bones putting any pressure on those nerves. And the basic premise is really simple. Think about how we're designed. What is controlling everything? It's the brain, right? Everybody knows that. So, you know, chiropractors, those are the nerve doctors. They're different from neurologists who are looking for disease processes of the nerves, whereas we look for the pressure. Where's the kink in the hose? Where's the pressure on the nerves, which is causing them to function at less than optimal levels?
Well, and you can look around and see kind of what that means in action. I tell everybody, you can see just about every disease process or symptom, just go to Walmart.
Sure.
Just about everything you can see there. How many people have a hunched over posture? Think of the people you know with that posture, and are any of them truly healthy? They can't be. When the posture is off, it is very problematic for the rest of the body. I mean, let's really look closely at this. You've got the brain. We talked about that just a minute ago, directing the nerve impulses. If you sever a nerve, stopping the nerve impulse, would that signal work or not work? Well,
no
of
way.
Course not.
Yeah.
Now, think about your spine. If your spine is out of alignment, putting pressure on that nerve, do you think that nerve is going to be working well, sending the right signals to the body? No way. Mm. That's right. If the spine is out of alignment, a lot of people think they're going to get pain. But most don't really get pain.
It's one of the last symptoms to show up.
Exactly. Science shows that if the spine is out of alignment, compression of the nerve can occur, and that can cause dysfunction of the body without pain. So, you know, different areas of the body, those nerves go, or different areas of the spine, those nerves go to different areas of the body. So people that have pressure on the nerves of the lumbar spine are going to have abdominal issues, digestive issues.
Well, it's like the Windsor studies. Look it up. And actually, I think we have it on our website. You know, they did a study of X number of cadavers and found that of those that died from, take your pick, heart disease, lung disease, liver disease, in almost 100% of the cases, they had some sort of spinal misalignment, putting pressure on those nerves, which directly innervate those visceral organs.
Yeah, oh, it makes perfect sense when you look at things like that. You've got to think, like Dr. Smith just said, pain is the last symptom. Let's take a look at the stomach, just for example. The cells in our body are constantly changing. The same's true with the eyes, the colon, the muscles, the disc. Cells are dying and being replaced at a rate of about 2.5 million per minute. Well, that's according to the Columbia University, their study. You have to replace the dying cells with healthy cells, right? But if that nerve that we're talking about that goes to the stomach, for instance, we're putting pressure on that, or the colon or wherever, and it's we're trying to replace those dying cells, we're replacing them with unhealthy cells. That organ in the or body part that nerve goes to will continue to decrease in efficiency and in health over time.
Sure.
It causes sickness.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, everything we do nowadays is, it seems to be chemical in healthcare. There's not enough emphasis on the physical side.
Symptom.
So what we end up doing is we end up conforming to what society says we should do because we're duped into taking drugs. We're caught in this paradox where our head says, I don't really want to be taking any more drugs, but that's what my doctor says because my doctor knows absolutely everything, right? He can do no wrong and he's always right. Even though you know that drugs don't create health, you know from experience that the last five prescriptions you got didn't really work the way they were supposed to work, you're stuck in that kind of – you're stuck in that paradox where choice do you have if you're not familiar with a profession like ours?
But then think about all the side effects. I mean, the side effects on some of these things, literally, they're pages long. I see the commercials and I'm like, why would you ever – some of the side effects are death. And you're still accepting the prescriptions because you can't say no.
You can't say no. And, gosh, I've told patients if I brought you into my office as a new patient, I told you the side effect of an adjustment was potential irritable bowel syndrome and bleeding gut and a deafness or blindness or swollen throat or eyes or tongue. Would you lay down and get that adjustment? Of course you wouldn't, right?
No, I wouldn't want anything.
You wouldn't come near it.
The potential side effect is death. Go ahead, try it. Lay down.
Then why would you put that pill in your mouth with the same potential side effects?
Because we've gotten accustomed to it.
That's right. That's right. So listen, you know, what we do is different, folks. If you cut that nerve to your stomach, it stopped working. Listen, if your system's not working properly, cells aren't replaced in the same way like Dr. Irvin was just talking about, you can develop the ulcers, the IBS, you know, choking the nerve off because of spinal misalignment is one of the worst things for your health. But the unfortunate part is you have to get checked out. You have to be proactive and take that on yourself. You can't just wait for pain to show up. So I got some studies I want to share with you guys. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll share those studies and give you a lot more concrete information of why it's so vital for you to have a chiropractor on your healthcare team. Stay tuned. This is Dr. Doctor on 1310 KFKA.
Now, back to Dr. Doctor with your hosts, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Irvin Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Welcome back to Dr. Doctor, folks. I want to jump right in now. We were talking about why it's so important to make sure that you don't have those spinal misalignments. They play such an important role in your health decreasing, in you not being as healthy as you can. We're going to explain why. Listen to this one. From the Journal of American Medical Association, if you have scoliosis or twisted spine, even a slight degree of thoracic 6 through 9 plays a part, a slight degree of curve plays a part in 90% of patients with peptic ulcer. Another study said that manipulation of the spine to remove spinal dysfunction not only relieved pain but had a healing effect better than standard drug therapy. These are medical studies, folks. Here's another one. A Scandinavian study stated that 75% of patients with abdominal pain, irritable bowel syndrome, heartburn, had misalignments in the spine that supply the abdomen. That's just three quick ones for you right there. And listen, there's plenty of research points to spine misalignment and nerve compression causing dysfunction. Go on our website, rmspine.com. You can read testimonials for yourself from some of the patients we've treated. We've got walls in our exam rooms filled with success stories. Patients are getting help with symptoms on a regular basis in our office and chiropractic offices around the world, for that matter, that they thought it was a medical problem. They ran out of options. They come to us and they're seeing amazing results because we're able to treat their spinal problems, which then takes the pressure off the nerve and allows those nerves to help those tissues heal properly. Listen, if you have any health problems that you'd like us to check, we offer free checkup, folks. Give us a call. Any tests we need to do, we'll do at our cost. So, you know, this saves you a lot of money. A lot of times our fees are typically lower than your deductibles or your copay is going to be. So if you don't have insurance, don't let that hold you back. Come on in. Get checked out. It's not about back pain, folks. It's about nerve activity. And you have to make sure that your nervous system is working at its best. And this is what's missing from almost all of the healthcare teams that you have for your family out there.
Well, look at your posture. If your posture is off, you have subluxations, those misalignments in your spine that put pressure on those nerves. If you have nerve interference, your health is compromised. I have a quote here from Roger Spire. He's a Nobel Prize recipient. And he said, the more mechanically distorted, the less energy you have for healing. And one of the things I try to explain to my patients is that structure equals function. If your structure is off, it affects your function, your ability to function, and that affects your health and creates pain. You know, I have a quote here from Dr. Hans Sayer, and he's the father of the field of stress research. And he said, the beginning of all disease processes starts with postural distortions. Your posture is a reflection of what's really happening in your spine. That, I mean, this is a really powerful study. The Journal of Back Pain in the 1990s, posture affects and it will affect every physiological function, breathing, hormonal production, spinal pain, headaches, mood, lung capacity. It goes on.
Why is
and
that,
on.
Though? I'm going to break that down. If
Please.
if your posture is off, there's pressure on the nerves.
Exactly.
If your nerves are off, that's where you're dealing with the problems, with the headaches, the mood, the lung capacity.
Well, you have to think of the anatomy, and that's one of the things that we do in the practice is we teach people the anatomy so they understand that those nerves are going to certain organs in your body, and if there's pressure on them, you have dysfunction in those particular areas. I mean, we talk about hypertension all the time and what kind of effect we can have on that. Chicago, it was on GMA. They were saying that chiropractic adjustments to the upper part of the neck do a better job at controlling blood pressure than two of the most common medications together. But most people with neck problems don't even know that they have neck problems.
No, they don't.
They have symptoms that they treat with drugs. If you have high blood pressure, there are people that come into our practice that have no pain, only here for blood pressure.
Listen, get an exam for you and your family today, guys. Get your kids checked. Kids are so involved with sports, physical activities these days. The pediatrician doesn't take care of misalignments. They're there to offer you another prescription or an antibiotic. You know, nobody does this except for doctors of chiropractic to make sure that the nervous system is working optimally. Listen, come on in. We'll offer you a free consultation, an exam. Any necessary tests will do at our cost. This is worth over $200, guys. All the first day tests. We'll get you scheduled as soon as there is an opening. Let me piggyback off of what you were just saying, Doc. There's a study on fibromyalgia in children. Although most commonly found in middle-aged women, they're seeing it more and more in children. Why is that? Well, look at the backpacks they're wearing, the text messaging. We see the text next with the kids' heads down all
Video
the time.
Video games.
Video games creates
Bad
that
posture.
Forward head posture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all directly related to fibro. The study said between 25 and 40% of kids with the chronic pain fulfill the criteria for juvenile fibromyalgia. I didn't even know there was juvenile fibromyalgia until I read this study.
Well, we're starting to see degeneration that you'd normally see in people upwards of 50 and 60 who haven't had chiropractic care in the past. Now we're starting to see that in children.
Right. Dr. Frederick Wolf, a well-known investigator of fibromyalgia, said chiropractic treatment also scored among the most effective measures. In General Health Journal of Neuroscience, quality of healing is directly proportional to the health of your nerve system. When you have misalignments, the brain signaling is decreased. That's when you get things like headaches and pain. Found that the problem with most people who have headaches is that their neck is out of alignment. Here's another one quickly. Dr. Rowe, he's a neurologist, states when the neck is out of normal curvature, this is the most leading cause of tension, headaches, and migraines worldwide. Last one, Dr. Rothbar, this is a medical doctor from the Toronto Star. A 1995 study from Syracuse, scientific and anatomical proof said the majority of headaches coming from misalignments of the structure of the neck. They even said in the first paragraph that chiropractors were right all wrong. Listen, when you start to look at the studies on the immune system and the nervous system, you see that the chiropractors were right all the way. It's just like you said, Doc, structure equals function. If the structure is misaligned, function is not going to be working at its best. Guys, I want you to know, if you get it, if what we're saying makes sense to you out there, realize that chiropractors are not just for back pain. I mean, listen, can we help you with your back pain? Absolutely. There's so much more to it. They're there for nerve functioning, for the communication, for true wellness of your body. We simply enable that mechanism to occur. Pick up the phone, get yourself a checkup, get somebody in your family a checkup, that person who's running through your brain right now, 970-663-4494. Listen, most of you have an eye checkup, you get a heart checkup, but I'm betting not too many of you have ever had a spinal checkup. This is your chance, okay? If you've been struggling from some sort of health issue, give chiropractic a chance. You're going to be amazed. We give you a free consult and exam, and I tell you what, if you got a problem we can help you with, you even get a week free of care. One more time, 663-4494. See you next time.